When Ian Wilkes was invited to curate an event for Perth Festival in 2020, he developed a walking tour of the city that exposed a hidden massacre of Noongar people. It was called Gullup, and after a sellout season, it inspired calls for a memorial to mark the site. This year, Ian wants to showcase his heritage and country in a different light. He spoke to a Ways to Roam commissary about why traditional dance and shooting hoops will go side by side this year.
Yeah, so Noongar Wonderland is a multi-sensory kind of experience for everyone to come and enjoy. It's over at Perry Lakes Reserve, out here at Perth. And there's a lot of beautiful trees and country out here, and it's right next to the big sports stadium for the Wildcats, you know. So beautiful reserve, beautiful park, beautiful trees, and beautiful country. And we're just going to light it up with many lights and amazing designs, and it's just going to be a spectacle for everyone to come and enjoy.
Ian,
at the same time, they can participate in anything they want to do that we set up.
Ian, you're at the Perry Lakes right now, as you just said. Can you describe it a bit for us? What does it look like?
So I just come from a photo shoot at Perry Lakes here, yeah, to kind of market Noongar Wonderland. And I was just climbing trees and doing some amazing stuff. The trees and the sunlight. We're here early in the morning and the sunlight's kind of piercing through the branches. And it's just got a beautiful kind of feeling to it. There's a bit of construction going on, but that doesn't deter from the beauty of this place, you know?
Yeah.
There's Coolbardies, and which is the magpies, the Noongar word for magpie, and Warang and Manach, and many birds. There's heaps of birds. The beautiful thing about this place is all these trees hold different species of birds. We've got the donga, we've got the honey eater, Warang crow, we got Manach, the white cockatoo. And those last two, crow and Manach, the white cockatoo, they are two totem family groups for Noongar people. Very important birds, the white cockatoo and the crow. That's our two skin groups, see, for Noongar mob.
Yeah, it's amazing because the Perry Lakes are right in Perth, but they hold such a special place for Noongar people, which I guess, Ian, is why they feature so heavily in a lot of work that you do.
Yeah, I do a lot of work on country, and it's really powerful when you can connect to a place and not have to create a set to do it. You know, the set is our country, the design. I do a lot of theatre on stage as well, and it's tricky to come and get that balance of trying to make something feel natural on stage and make it see and feel that.
So you're on country, you've set it up right there, right on Noongar country. This Noongar Wonderland is an immersive light show. It's sound installation. You said people can participate. What are they participating in? What's going to be there, Ian?
Well, there's going to be 8 sections of local Noongar mob controlling a storytelling section or a fire section, and headband making and paint-ups and design of anything to do with our culture. You can come and participate and meet people and create a headband or do some face painting, and not like kids party face painting, but cultural face painting,
yep.
You know, old way, stuff like that. And also there's going to be a big dance that we do twice throughout the night, one at the end and one in the middle. And that's run by a group of deadly performers that'll be doing new dances for creatures and animals around Noongar Budja, dances that haven't been performed before. And Trevor Ryan, who's researching some of these animals for a master's degree, I think, and he's designed the dances around them. And Clint Bracknell has created some old way music to kind of, and songs and chanting to back that. And it's a big, beautiful kind of coming together of new modern history and dancing. People can participate in that, you know, and easy dances to learn.
With the paint-ups and dances and things like that, obviously you've had to probably chat with elders and aunties and uncles about that. How did that go in the community? Were people happy to share? Were people happy to put this out there for Perth Fest?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a group of elders, a part of the Noongar Advisory Circle, we call them, at Perth Festival. And so they back everything that happens around the festival, not just Noongar cultural content, but they're across everything to do with programming and make sure that everyone in the festival is basically doing the right thing with respect. And they sometimes, you know, put the boss in place as well, these Noongar advisory circle. So they are the real Buriyas, and Buriya in Noongar means like the boss, the leader, the one to follow. And so we've got a group of them that do an amazing job over the whole festival. And we're going to have a few of these elders involved with Noongar Wonderland as well. And they'll be sitting around fires and making sure we're doing the right thing at the same time, available for a yarn and a chat. And, you know, they are our walking, talking libraries, these old people. And so it's just about coming in and enjoying an experience, but at the same time, getting knowledge that you can't read from a book.
So you've got the old fellas there making sure that everything's preserved and everything's done properly, but they've brought a bunch of you new mob in to bring some new 21st century gear to it. You mentioned Clint Bracknell before. You've also got Kylie Bracknell there. She's your co-curator. What is the newer elements that you mob are bringing in?
So the newer elements for Noongar Wonderland, like, we want to kind of inject a bit more modern technique and stories around who we are as Noongar mob. You know, we're not just these mob who hold onto our traditions and old histories. We are modern day people too. So we're going to come with some modern day lightings and designs, and using fluoro paints and potential fluoro lighting. And we're going to have basketball set up and have a bit of a space jam there, hopefully. Because it's right next to Perry Lake Stadium there, like I said, with the Wildcats. So we're going to maybe set up some basketballs for, you know, kids and families to shoot some hoops and stuff like that, and at the same time have a yarn. So that's just one example of where we're heading in regards to what culture means to Noongar mob. We're a big sports mob, and potentially some footies too, you know. Noongars, we love our footy over here. All of that, sports, yeah. And stories, and just being able to enjoy an experience that is not just fire and dance and paint, but a bit more than that. It's got multiple layers.
Exciting stuff, Ian. You're seeing this more and more.
Mm.
You're a co-curator of Noongar Wonderland. Is this unlike anything you've done before? Have you done much curatorship in the past?
Not really. Not really. I've only been a part of this Perth Festival role and directing for the last 6 months. So my background is a lot more performative and dancing and acting. I have done a bit of directing and theatre work and theatre making. But this is the first time, I think, in regards to a scale of curating and organising a lot of elements for one piece. And it's a tricky thing to do. It's a very tricky thing to do, but we're pushing along well, yeah.
Last Perth Fest, Ian, you did a performance called Girl Up. That was Noongar history too, but slightly different. How was the last performance that you did for Perth Fest, Girl Up, different to this Noongar Wonderland? And are there similarities?
It's more focused around Lake Munger, which is a big, beautiful lake nestled right next to the city of Perth, like a stone throw away. And it was one of the first massacre sites for us Noongar mob, and not many people know that. It's a very hidden, well hidden, kept under the rug kind of story about Noongar mob that got killed there. And I just wanted to bring awareness to that place. And so we did a bit of a performative show around the lake, taking an audience, walking them around the lake and creating scenes and reenacting events that happened there, including Yagan, including very similar stories around the massacre. And that was fun, but at the same time heavy and hard to do, you know. It's great that we do these things and do these stories, but the toll on it is, you know, heavy, like I said. And so it's great to kind of be out here at Perry Lakes and not have to worry about anything like that and just have fun with our culture.
Yeah.
And bring it into the future rather than, you know, a back step to reflect the past. Not saying that that's not important, but every now and then we just need that release of hope into the future, you know. You know, Kulungar Murti is our children and our families. So they're going to have so much fun. It's called Noongar Wonderland for a reason. You know, you imagine what a wonderland is. You see lights and just, you know, like Christmas. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be something to come bring your family to and enjoy the experience visually, yeah.
That's Noongar Wonderland curator Ian Wilkes speaking with Away's Jerome Commissari. Noongar Wonderland is part of this year's Perth Festival. For more information on times and dates, head to the festival website. And we'll, of course, have a link in our show notes. And that's our program for this week. Away is produced on Gadigal Country by Jerome Commissari and me, Rudy Bremer. Technical production today by Roy Huberman. We'll have more Indigenous culture for you next Saturday at 6 p.m. and on Tuesday evening after the news at 9. Catch us online at abc.net.au/rn. Just look for Away in the program menu. Or tune in and follow us on the app. ABC Listen.